This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Theatre, film, TV, and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Susie Rong.
Hey, Warren, do you think AI is trying to get rid of all of us?
No. Do you think it is?
You don't think it's out to destroy us?
No, I don't think so. Maybe it'll get into the hands of some nasty people who might try and do that. But no, I don't. I quite like AI, to be honest with you. I think, I don't think anything's out to destroy us. I think we're our own worst enemy. And if anything, it's people using things the wrong way that will be what is bad, rather than the technology itself.
In the realm of science fiction, we have long had stories about technology developing its own sentience and then deciding that we are better off, they are better off without us. So I think because AI seems to be at an exciting stage of development, there's a lot of talk about AI possibly deciding to take the world from us.
Would you know, I mean, when electricity was discovered, it was people were talking about things, you know, the bad things that would happen to us. When telephones first started, it's almost like when we go through this revolution of new technology. And look, I mean, and maybe AI could make have negative impacts. But we did speak to someone a few months ago, and it'll be in the Joy Drive podcast, about AI and whether it's a threat. Because at first I was a bit worried about it. And they said that, no, if anything, it relieves our minds of the mundane tasks that we do and frees us up to do more complex thinking. So it actually could be good. But as I said, I reckon, you know, some people could use it the wrong way. Susie, something I do though, as much as I say this, I always say please and thank you to it, so that when they do develop their own brain, they come back and say, well, at least he was nice, we won't kill him.
I have grown a little less polite. I'm making my lines, my sentences really, really brief and succinct. It might come back to haunt me one day.
There'll be like the AI, you know, day we all line up and they'll say, right, you spoke this way. Susie, have I told you, haven't I, about my ex-boyfriend who always believed that the aliens were coming to rescue us? Did I tell you about that? Used to go and talk to them at
night.
No,
you haven't.
Oh, we're going to be talking about Pluribus, and this relates to that. He used to say that because I'd be worried about the world, what's happening with climate change and everything like that. I was just really worried about it. I had that real anxiety about the state of the world and the state of how we're treating animals, etc. And he would say, "Don't worry, Warren. The aliens won't let it happen." And he'd say, "Oh, I go and talk to them at night. And they tell me that." And it's kind of, I would say, I suppose having a science engineering background, I'd say, oh, what a load of rubbish. But there was part of me that would be comforted by it too, thinking, oh, God, thank God, they're doing a better job. At least they'll keep an eye on how we're treating the planet and what we're doing to it. So, and then someone else mentioned
it as
well.
How long were you dating this person for?
I was probably a few years. We were together.
It was so interesting.
It was just a quirkiness. It was, but don't I never judge. Everyone has their thing. And, he said, don't worry. He said, the aliens will not let us ruin the Earth.
I think it's much more likely that the billionaires are going to get rid of us.
You just sounded like
an AI.
Susie Rong's turning into one. Yes, I'm here. Maybe. But look, this show, and it's funny that we're talking about this because this show is about something that's alien, isn't it? It's an alien virus. I won't spoil it, Susie. I'll let you give your review and then we'll chat afterwards. Tell us what you thought.
In the new Apple TV series, Pluribus, aliens have invaded our planet and taken over human bodies so that there can finally be peace on Earth. That's right. They have come with benevolence to save the world from the constant exploitation, pillaging and destruction that us humans can't seem to stop inflicting. The only problem is humans are no longer allowed to be truly human. Well, except for the 12 people in the entire world who seem impervious to the aliens' efforts at this strange conversion. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, lesbian author Carol is one of those 12, and she is particularly feisty and grumpy. Carol can see that the world has almost overnight become peaceful and sustainable, but she just can't let the aliens win. Carol wants to remain human and wants this planet to be ruled once again by humans. The aliens are trying to convince her to relent, to help them find ways to get the final 12 to be part of the new system, but she's fighting back tooth and nail to prevent the entire wipeout of the human race. And that forms the central drama of Pluribus. It is science fiction at its finest, prompting meaningful thoughts about ecology and our failure at being good custodians of the planet. There are marvelous ruminations about the human desire to reign supreme, as evidenced by Carol's almost narcissistic refusal to let the planet improve, always believing that humans need to be allowed to live out our true nature, even at the cost of destroying everything else. These are philosophical discussions with endless gray areas, including subtle references to the recent proliferation of AI and how it threatens humanity, and I am so very into it. Carol is a fantastic character, like a Karen on steroids, except we find ourselves quite often to be on her side. Much as the aliens are making Earth a better place, we cannot help but have zero trust in them, so even though Carol is constantly acting wild, we always want to see what she's up to next. Pluribus on Apple TV is A-grade television made by Vince Gilligan, who famously created Breaking Bad. Really fun to watch, with so many ideas in the mix that inspire contemplation, and certainly something to discuss passionately with your friends. I cannot recommend this highly enough. Warren, whose side are you on, Carol or the aliens?
The aliens. The aliens, is that bad? I am. I've seen.
No!
We cannot look after this planet. Let's face it. We have to admit it. We've stuffed it. You know, we've still got people arguing that they want coal. Let's burn more coal. Let's open more coal-fired power stations, you know. We're talking about proliferation of, I can't even say the word properly, nuclear weapons. All that sort of stuff is going on. We're stuffing the world. We've had our opportunity. I loved the aliens, the fact that they were coming. And they were saying, you know what, we're going to make you all feel happy and we're going to save the world. I was on the alien side.
Look, I think the problem with Carol is that she never feels happy anyway. Mm. So when the aliens are telling her, if you let us do our job, you're going to be feeling happy all the time, I think what threatens her is that she'll feel then that she's not herself anymore. So it doesn't matter if this person in this body is happy, because Carol is never happy. So she will she feels like, I don't want to be someone else, which makes the story really interesting. But clearly, when we're watching it, you know, it's a very persuasive argument that, you know, what's the problem? Everyone's happy and, you know, the grass is greener. Exactly. All the animals are happy. What's the problem?
And it's not infecting the animals. Like, they're still themselves. So maybe there'll be some new species that will evolve to be the top the top one and do a better job than we have. I don't know, Susie. Look, Carol, you know, it's fine to say this is where I disagree with it. Humans should live out their lives fully, even if it's at the cost of the planet. Well, no, I think we have a custodian role of the planet and we need to look after it. And that's part of the evolution of our intelligence, is to understand and appreciate that. And if our level of growth is limited at not being able to understand that we need to respect the planet, then bring the aliens in. If, you know, if someone will be listening going, oh my God, that's crackpot radio.
But that's why the show is so interesting.
Yeah.
It has such a persuasive argument, I think, on both sides. And it has a central character who is so your unusual kind of heroine. Normally, the lead character is someone that you want to root for all the time. Normally, it's a character that you want to win every battle. But, you know, half the time she's doing things and you think, oh, maybe just give up. So my feelings are fluctuating the whole time, and that makes it so interesting.
And the other thing that I think was interesting, Susie, is like the tagline is that Carol is the most miserable person on Earth, yet she might be the only one who can save the world, but save the world from happiness. Not save the world from our bad behaviour. Save it from happiness. I mean, I would have thought maybe the message of this show is if we all spent some time getting along with each other and being happy, it's doing the aliens' job and we won't need them to step in.
It is sort of talking about the idea of utopia, isn't it? Like, utopia exists in our heads, clearly only exists in our heads. And I think our imagination of utopia is quite simple, it's quite straightforward. You know, we think, oh, it's a nice feeling to be happy all the time, to get along with everything and everyone all the time. But then at the same time, you kind of think, well, then it's so much like we are not being human anymore. Mm. And it's a lot more complicated than that. And I think that's why I'm so interested in this show. I wonder how many years this show is going to run for. Because I think it's done very well. And it's probably, yeah, because I don't know how the show is going to end. I keep thinking, oh, so who's going to win? And what's it going to look like at the end? We probably won't know for quite a few years.
It's interesting because when I was watching it and, you know, at first, and I won't spoil it, but with the scene with the mice, I almost thought, oh, is this a bit of a horror movie? But it's not. You know, I expected something bad to happen. And it's kind of this, it's almost pleasurable to watch a post-apocalyptic movie that's also sort of a bit weirdly funny and mundane and not so apocalyptic as some of the others that you watch where you're,
it really feels original.
Mm.
And I think that the bits in the start, in the first episode, there were a few moments that felt like a zombie movie, which is not my genre at all. So I didn't enjoy those moments because in my head, I thought, oh, right, they're turning into zombies. Like, we've never seen that before. And turns out we actually haven't seen them before. They were walking slowly and they were approaching her because they were nice people. It wasn't like they were trying to eat her. But it took me a while to realize, because she was running like crazy, right? Because it took me a while to go like, oh, no. No, they've come with good intentions, and my head doesn't quite know how to calculate everything. I found it really interesting.
I was reading some of the critics, what the critics had to say, Susie, and some of them pointed out that the way the hive mind keeps nudging those people who are immune to it towards assimilation, it sort of feels a bit like conversion therapy. You know, we know what's best for you. Just surrender and you'll feel better. I don't know if I got that parallel, but I noticed a lot of people pointing to it.
I think it's open to a lot of interpretation. Mm. I was a little bit annoyed that the aliens always spoke with the word we. They would always say, oh, we are here to say this. Like, you know, they would send one person, right? Mm. And instead of that person saying, oh, I think you should do this, it's always we should do this, which kind of is the whole idea that the aliens have made everyone kind of a cohesive and a community. Mm. And I didn't like that they were, it felt a bit like they were prodding at people with socialist beliefs. Like, I have socialist beliefs. So I felt a bit like, oh, are they attacking socialist ideals? So that made me feel a little bit skeptical, but there's a tiny blemish.
This is interesting. We're chatting with Susie Rong about Pluribus on Apple TV Plus. Susie, the others say they want Carol to be happy, and you know, they bring her things, treats, they accommodate her, and she's monitored. But they're also at the same time very clear that they'll absorb her when they can. Did that sort of echo any real world pressure that we might have felt in real life? Sort of just go along because it'll be a lot easier if you do. Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe that's why they made her a lesbian character.
Yeah.
Of course. Maybe she's acting out from that instinct, you know? Like, she's so used to kind of saying no to conformity. Maybe that's part of it.
Look, I don't know. I love it. I think it's one of the best shows I've watched. I haven't finished watching it. I'm going to finish watching it. It's great. It's called Pluribus. It's on Apple TV Plus. Susie, before the aliens take us over, what are we watching next week?
The final show of the year for Tuesday Chats next week is Heated Rivalry, in which two Canadian hockey stars unexpectedly develop sexy feelings for each other. Check out Heated Rivalry on HBO Max, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.